Starting off, taking a look at some high school sporting notes. Cross country season right around the corner and the preseason rankings out for Class 1A and 2A. Here's a look at the individual and team rankings for those classes. In Class 1A, the girls' team rankings have Logan Magnolia at the top spot, followed by Hudson, Iowa City, Regina, Key High, and then Denver at number 5, Earlham's at number 6, Tri-Center at 11, and ACGC at number 15. Individually, Peyton Pogge of Tri-Center is top ranked, followed by Taylor Spohr and Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia, 2 and 3, respectively. Reagan Weinheimer of Nonaway Valley checks in at number 9. In the boys' team rankings, Madrid's top ranked, followed by Calamus Wheatland, Maquoketa Valley, Nonaway Valley at number 4, and Earlham at number 5. St. Albert comes in at number 9. In the boys' individual rankings, Will Roeder of Galen Catholic is top ranked, Josh Bodler of Nonaway Valley is number 2, Noah Jurgensen of Sydney comes in at number 6. In the 2A rankings and the girls' team rankings, it's Williamsburg who's top ranked, followed by Mid Prairie, WCKP, Jessup, and Panorama at number 5. Shenandoah checks in at number 12 in the opening poll. And in the girls' individual rankings, Marie Hostetler of Mid Prairie is top ranked there in 2A. Emily Stahl of Central City Springville is at number 2. Also, Ella Waddle of Panorama is 3rd, followed by Kate Crawford of ACGC, and then Addison Parrott of Danville, New London. Tori Castle of Trainer is ranked number 6 there in the opening rankings. And in the boys' team rankings in Class 2A, Tipton is top ranked, followed by Bellevue, Central Lyon, George Little Rock, Monticello, and Albia. They're your top 5. That's a look at your Class 1A and 2A preseason cross-country rankings. Moving on to Major League Baseball, a game we had for you on the radio last night. Pitcher Dakota Hudson carried a no-hitter into the seventh inning, and Paul DeJong homered, leading the Cardinals to a 3-0 win on Monday over the Milwaukee Brewers. Hudson, who is 12-6 on the year, pitched 6 2/3 innings, striking out 7 and walking 4. He threw 111 pitches, 64 for strikes, before being lifted after walking Eric Thames with just 2 outs in the seventh. His 7 strikeouts tied a career high. The victory moved the Cardinals into sole possession of first place in the NL Central over the idle Chicago Cubs. The Brewers fell to 3 games behind St. Louis. Other National League scores, San Diego 3-2 over Cincinnati, Washington 13-0 over Pittsburgh, and Arizona was a 5-3 winner over Colorado. Nicky Lopez and Nick Dinge homered on successive pitches and the seventh inning, and the Kansas City Royals stretched Baltimore's latest losing streak to 8 games, defeating the Orioles 5-4. Kansas City won for the 6th time in its last 22 games, and Baltimore absorbed its 13th loss in 14 games. Other American League scores had Seattle beat Tampa Bay 9-3, Houston 5-4 over Detroit, the White Sox 6-4 over Minnesota, and Texas 8-7 over the Angels in 11 innings. Other baseball news, Red Sox left-hander Chris Sale is receiving treatment for inflammation in his elbow that will shut him down for the rest of the regular season. Another blow to the defending World Series champions, whose postseason hopes appear all but dashed. Orthopedist Dr. James Andrews gave Sale an injection of platelet-rich plasma on Monday and said he'll be reevaluated in 6 weeks. Nationals ace Max Scherzer is expected to come off the injured list to start Thursday against Pittsburgh. He's been on the injured list for most of the past 6 weeks because of a strained muscle in his back. The Braves have claimed outfielder Billy Hamilton off waivers from Kansas City to bolster their injury-plagued roster. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, it was Omaha 6-1 over New Orleans and Iowa 9-5 over San Antonio. And tonight's games have Omaha at New Orleans once again for a 6:30 start, and San Antonio is at Iowa for a 7:08 start here this evening at Principal Park. Moving on to college football, crossed off another milestone for Clemson, college football's newest superpower. For the first time, the defending national champion Tigers are number 1 in the AP preseason top 25. Clemson won its 2nd national title in 3 seasons behind freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence to claim equal standing with Alabama at the top of the sport. The Crimson Tide, coming off a 44-16 loss to Clemson in the college football playoff championship, is number 2. Clemson received 52 first-place votes, and Alabama received the other 10. Clemson snaps a record-tying string of 3 straight years in which Alabama was the preseason number 1. Georgia is number 3, followed by Oklahoma and Ohio State. LSU, Michigan, Florida, and Notre Dame and Texas round out the rest of the top 10. Other teams from the Big Ten and Big 12 ranked Penn State's at 15, Michigan State at 18, Wisconsin at 19. Iowa checks in at number 20 in the opening rankings. Iowa State is 21, the 2nd time ever the Cyclones have been ranked in the preseason top 25. And Nebraska also ranked in that preseason poll at number 24. Other college football notes, Oklahoma's named Jalen Hurts as its starting quarterback for the September 1st season opener against Houston. He played in three national championship games for Alabama and helped the Crimson Tide win the 2017 national title. He transferred to Oklahoma in January. Wisconsin football officials say they don't have any information on when reinstated receiver Quintez Cephas might rejoin the team. The school reinstated Cephas after he was acquitted of sexual assault charges, but his attorney says the school has upheld a sexual harassment violation against him. Iowa State's tight end position has developed into a major weapon and has given the Cyclones a more diverse offense. Junior Chase Allen and sophomore Charlie Kohler provide the Cyclones an opportunity to put multiple tight ends on the field.
That's the blessing of a tight end position. You see teams like Iowa do that last year. They were able to be successful with multiple guys. It's not like we're playing quarterback and we only have one quarterback on the field. We can have a lot of us out there. And it's great. We can get reps and then go out, get a break, so one guy won't get burned down.
That's Allen, who hopes to remain injury-free this season. After earning second-team All-Big 12 honors in 2017, Allen missed five games due to injury last season after a fast start.
My first year, whenever I had the freak stuff happen, that was whatever, but I feel like last year was the hardest one for me, especially starting off the year the way I did. I felt like I was on my way to having a great season and then having to take a step back. But it gave other guys like Charlie an opportunity to step up, and that was great that he did that for the team, and everyone could see what he's capable of now. And I'm glad that I'm here to compliment him and Dylan. And I feel like as a group, us three can, and more, can handle a lot this year.
The Cyclones are 21st in the preseason AP poll. It's their first appearance in the preseason survey in 41 years.
It's been a long time coming. It really has. We had a bad taste in our mouth after we ended the season the way we did last year. So we've been ready to throw the pads on even since spring. And our locker room is so tight right now that we're ready to get out and start playing.
In the NFL, Broncos receiver Emmanuel Sanders had a better return to action than 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo in San Francisco's 24-15 preseason win at Denver Monday night. Broncos rookie QB Drew Lock injured his right thumb when he was sacked on the first series of the second half, cutting short his most significant action of the preseason in his quest to win the backup job behind starter Joe Flacco. Sanders caught a 5-yard pass from Flacco on the Broncos' first offensive play and added a 19-yard run on a reverse in his first game since tearing his left Achilles tendon in practice last December. He also hauled in a 45-yard reception that was erased by left tackle Garrett Bowles' holding penalty. Garoppolo went just 1 of 6 for 0 yards and an interception in his first game since suffering a season-ending knee injury last September. Aaron Rodgers is participating in practice and expected to play in the Packers' third preseason game against the Raiders in Canada. Green Bay General Manager Brian Gutekunst said Monday the plan is for the two-time MVP to make his preseason debut Thursday night in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Rodgers sat out Packers' second preseason game in Baltimore and was sidelined during practice Sunday with back tightness. Rodgers, along with 25 other teammates, did not dress for the first preseason game against Houston. Thursday will mark the third time the Packers have played a preseason game outside of the United States. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. Sports has been brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.